Greetings, First Press family. This is Dale Flowers. Today may feel like any other day of being at home as we shelter in place, but I want to remind us that it is Maundy Thursday in the Christian year. I did not grow up in a Christian tradition that observed the significance of this day and evening by remembering how Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, commanded them to love one another, and redefined the meaning of the Passover meal in terms of his life-giving sacrifice. Today and tomorrow, Good Friday, are among my most favorite days of worship. The longer we continue to quarantine in an effort to reduce the impact of this pandemic, the more I hear people question whether this is the right way, the best way to resolve this crisis. Other voices are starting to question who failed to prepare us and keep us safe. When we find ourselves embroiled in a struggle, it seems all of our energy is directed towards surviving the threat and getting through it. Any thought of trying to imagine what life might be like after this yields to what must I do to endure it. Yet there are moments when our thoughts give way to wondering, might there be another way? Jesus had such a moment. Between the time Jesus and his disciples were together in the upper room and the time of his arrest, he leaves Jerusalem, crosses over the Kidron Valley to a place called Gethsemane, located along the slope of the Mount of Olives. For Jesus, this becomes a place of agonizing prayer. For his disciples, it is a place of testing. For us, it offers a lesson in learning how to trust God. When Jesus and the disciples arrive at Gethsemane, he invites the group to wait while he finds a place to pray. He takes with him Peter, James, and John. Jesus reveals his heart and burden to them with perhaps his most intimate words ever spoken. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Then Jesus asks for their help. Stay here and keep watch with me. He wants his friends to be with him and to share his grief and sorrow. We too will be invited to be with Jesus and keep watch with him as part of tomorrow evening's Good Friday online worship. Jesus prayed, Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. The cup is a metaphor for his suffering and death. In Jesus' words, we hear his humanity. He asks if there might be another way, the same way we want to avoid pain and suffering. Some might see this as a moment of weakness for Jesus, a matter of doubting God's purpose. But I don't think so. I think Jesus, in his anguish, is asking if God might accomplish his purpose another way. Jesus knew that all things are possible for God, but he also knew that the way God's character and love would be revealed to the world was through Jesus giving his life for us. I like to think some time went by after Jesus asked this question and before he prayed what comes next. If it is not possible, your will be done. In prayer, we may ask for what we want. I want this virus to go away. I want you to heal my loved one. I want my friend to apologize. But the more we learn about faith and the more we know about God, we are better able to say with Jesus, your will be done. I trust you, Lord. Amen.